A Jewish Journal article. The Lunar Collective celebrates Double Heritage Month. Asian American Jews celebrate their double heritage in May. It is both Jewish and Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. The Lunar Collective is a space for Asian Jews who are looking to connect with their tribe. We cultivate connection, belonging and visibility for Asian American Jews through intersectional community programs and authentic media storytelling, Jenny Rudolph, co-founder and co-executive director, told the journal. Jenny Rudolph and Mariam Chishti, photo by Holly Olmos. The Lunar Collective is a grassroots organization, led by Rudolph and co-executive director Mariam Chishti, who are both Gen Z Asian American Jewish women. The name, Lunar, initially referenced the lunisolar calendar, common in Jewish and many Asian cultures. It ultimately grew to symbolize something deeper, the fluidity and complexity of a multicultural identity. Originally launched in 2021 as Lunar, the Jewish Asian Film Project, their award-winning, unscripted, docu-series featured 23 Asian American Jewish young adults. When we released the series in 2021, a hugely passionate community of Asian American Jews amassed in support of the project, Rudolph said. We realized our community was hungry for more opportunities to connect. Jenny Rudolph. Lunar began hosting Zoom gatherings, which ranged from joyful game nights to grief processing circles, before rolling out in-person gatherings in Los Angeles, the Bay Area, and New York City. The success of these gatherings inspired us to rebrand in fall 2022 to the Lunar Collective, the premier organization by and for Asian American Jews, Rudolph said. In addition to hosting panels, screenings, workshops, and other events, Lunar sends speakers to synagogues, JCCs, schools, and other communities to increase the visibility of Asian Jews and raise awareness of the true diversity of the Jewish community. We can proudly say that we've connected hundreds of Asian American Jews at in-person events, and connected thousands of Asian American Jews virtually, Rudolph said. It's been incredibly fulfilling to grow what was intended to be a one-off film series into a thriving, tight-knit yet ever-growing community of Asian American Jews. Lunar's LA community leaders are Vanessa Bloom, David Chu, and Madel Gerson. David Chu, Madel Gerson, and Vanessa Bloom, photo by Delia Bush. Bloom discovered Lunar through an Instagram post. One of her friends, who is neither Asian nor Jewish, reposted Lunar's initial outreach call for Asian Jews. I remember reading it and thinking, Asian and Jewish? Good luck finding anyone, Bloom told the journal. Then I paused for a moment and went, wait. Needless to say, Lunar was the first time I'd actually met other Asian Jews. Bloom said that Lunar might not seem like a big deal to those outside of it, but for her and many others, it's unique, special, and hard to put into words. I don't have to prove who I am, that I'm Asian enough or Jewish enough, I can just exist, me, as the whole person, she said. It's coming home, to a place I never knew I needed but I can now never live without. Bloom believes that if everyone had a place like Lunar where they felt like they truly belonged, the world would be a much kinder, loving place. Some people worry that Jewish world is becoming more divided, and creating a specific community for Asian Jews could contribute to that division, David Chu told the journal. It's actually the opposite. Many Asian Jews at their events have told Chu that they didn't feel connected or welcome in the Jewish community until they came to a Lunar gathering. By connecting with Lunar, people often come away more connected to Jewish community and more excited to embrace their Jewish identity, Chu said. Chu, who's on the board of his synagogue, feels like Lunar has taken his Jewish practice to new heights. Madel Gerson said that their space, which is meant for those who identify as Asian and Jewish, is also incredibly diverse. That's what makes it so strong. Our community is multi-ethnic, multi-generational, and multicultural, Gerson told the journal. We create spaces for everyone to come together, but also we recognize the need for people to share their stories and come together in affinity groups. When asked the best way to celebrate Asian American, Jewish American Heritage Month, Gerson said she thinks everybody has a different way of celebrating or recognizing these identities. She said, doing something that makes you feel joyful or that is meaningful to you and that connects you to the Asian and or Jewish community is a substantial way to celebrate this month. To learn more or to get involved, go to weareasianjews.org.